lots of surf, singer-songwriter stuff, but also a lot of pop, I would say.
Okay.
So that's most of the music I listen to. Also, like Angus and Julia Stone and stuff. It's more the relaxing stuff.
Right. What's the first band you mentioned? Matt Carney, is it?
Matt Carney, yeah.
Okay,
that's
Matt Carney.
K-E-A-R-N-E-Y.
Okay.
He's a singer-songwriter from Oregon.
Oregon, okay.
And now he has some hip-hop vibes in it. It's produced, but it's good stuff.
Right, right. So you have like a... I mean, what genres do you like? Or are you like a person who likes any kind of music? You're not fixed to any one kind?
Nah, I like most of the music.
Okay.
I mean, there's stuff I just can't listen to. I don't listen to... I don't know, there's like... You know, like the techno genre or the If it's... I don't like R&B that much,
mm-hmm.
but I like, for example, if it's a bit country, it's okay. It's more, I think I'm more in the pop genre, singer-songwriter genre, but of course I also listen to classical music if it fits. So most of the music, there's some I can't listen to, but most of them I like.
Right, okay. That's good. So like, I mean, how did you get into this whole music industry thing? How did it start?
That's a good thing. I think I started it in kindergarten when my parents put me into some, you know, flute classes and stuff.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then I learned some I played in brass bands
because
my dad played.
Right.
And then I switched to drums.
Mm-hmm.
I was the drummer of a punk rock band.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
It was the first band, you know, the high school band.
Great.
And the thing was that I was the only one who was able to write songs. The other guy didn't want to. And then I sang and I played drums.
Mm-hmm.
And because that was very difficult, I switched to guitar.
Oh.
So that was I had a lot of musical background with drums, and the guitar was like self-taught. So I started to do guitar. And started to do like acoustic guitar, just to write songs to, you know, back then high school was writing about girls.
Yeah.
What was about. And it started, and then I think when the first Jack Johnson and album came out, I bought a new guitar, and mm-hmm. with the guitar and the CD that came out, my music changed somehow.
Okay.
So I was inspired by it. Right. And then I started to do singer-songwriter stuff. So I think that was 10 years ago now when I started this project.
Oh, that's crazy. Because it's a very different change from like that kind of very energetic, you know, like crazy punk rock music to move to
currently doing
right?
No.
So like you first, I mean, you were introduced to Jack Johnson at what age did you first get inspired by that? Like how old were you at the time?
I think now I'm 35,
okay.
And it was, let me think, with 23 or something, 22,
okay.
23, so 12 years ago, I would say.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, a friend of mine introduced me to G-Love. And G-Love is in the same label of Jack Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listened to Donovan Frankenreiter, and then I listened to Jack Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how it all started, and the thing is that we always recorded with a friend of mine.
Okay.
And we did a lot of home recording over and over again. He's like the super perfectionist.
Okay.
So if it's not good enough, we did like hours and weeks and stuff. We recorded, we deleted it again, we recorded until it was good enough.
Okay.
And then I sent the song to, I found Jack Johnson producer on the web, on Facebook.
Okay.
And I wrote it and said, okay, I'm really inspired by Jack Johnson and I really appreciate the things you have done with this sound.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great if you could mix up a song. And he wrote me back, oh, thanks for writing me, but you have to contact my management. And the management wrote me like an incredible sum of money, but back then, I think thought, okay, it's worth it.
Okay.
So we put like a hard disk and flew over to California.
Wow.
And handed in the hard disk, and we didn't know if this guy was real or something.
Yeah.
But then we were in the studio and he was mixing our first song. So this was the first contact with the producer. And this is how this project really started, because then the song got finished. So this was 2009. And since then, every year we fly to California. We do the mixing there at Robert Carranza, who is the producer of Duke Johnson,
okay,
Marilyn Manson, I don't know, has won a few Grammys and stuff.
Wow.
And yeah, we became good friends, and that's how this project, it's more recording than live artist project. It's more our goal is to record a song that is really a good sound. And if it's finished, then I can close this chapter and go on to the next chapter.
I see.
So otherwise I would just change it all over again. So that's important for me to close the song and to have it recorded.
Right. So you do it in the form of singles, or it's albums, right? Or how do you go about it?
Yeah, it was the EP first.
Right.
Then it took me 3 years because of the money and the time in between.
Mm-hmm.
Because the friend who is recording it also does it as a hobby.
Okay.
And he was also family by side and stuff. So at the moment it's singles.
Okay.
And actually it's, I can concentrate on one song. I have more songs on the side, but it's always one song that comes out.
Okay.
And it's easier to sell to radio stations and easier to... And nowadays it's with streaming and stuff, it's okay. It's changed a little bit. So maybe for me it's the only way possible, because at the moment I wouldn't have the time or the money to record an album.
Right.
So I'm concentrating one song and going to the next song. You do like the whole marketing and publishing process.
Right.
And see if it gets into radio and then go on to the next one.
Yeah, it's a very intensive process. Like you mentioned about being a perfectionist. I mean, how many takes have you had to do to get, what's the most number of takes you've had to do to get something right? You know, something's a bit not correct if you do it again and again.
Exactly. I was singing, you know, it was tough. I mean, we changed it, but back then I was singing it 40 times.
40 times?
Guitar 60 times. It was crazy.
Your fingers must have been like numb by the end of that, right?
Yeah, exactly. It was crazy. Really crazy.
Okay, that's good. And then, so you mentioned that you met Jack Johnson, right? So did you meet him when you you first met with the producer, and so that led to you meeting him, right?
Exactly. I met with the producer and the assistant of the studio.
Okay.
And the assistant was, she was on tour with him in Europe.
Okay.
And she called me and said, I'm on tour with him. If you want to have tickets, let me know. And then it was a 3-hour drive from where I live.
Right.
And that's where we went there, and she said, okay, after the concert, maybe he has time. And then she took us aside and said, okay, look, Jack, these are the guys from Austria. I'm about. And I was like, oh, Jack, I'm so impressed. It's just a long story. And he said, I'm so thankful that you came.
Yeah.
It's a 3-hour drive to come here. And he was telling about his kids and everything. And that was the time when my first EP was ready, so I gave him one of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, thanks for the inspiration. I did it with your producer. So thanks for everything. It's close to circle.
Right.
So
wow.
It was a really inspiring moment.
So what's he like? What's Jack Johnson like?
Super mellow.
Really?
He was telling me 50 minutes about his kids, how they loved Europe, how he went to Rome, how they like Croatia,
right.
And how he appreciates that we come here for him. He was really super mellow. He took his time, talked to us. He was really like the neighbor guy.
Wow.
It was right after the concert, so it was, I could hear his kids playing, like they were in tents with all the other kids from the band members.
Yeah.
And he was really super mellow. He was super mellow.
Right.
And he's also a bit. The producer told me that he got my CD, but he lost it at the tour bus. Then my producer had to take another CD and left it at his studio at Hawaii. So he's a bit. Yeah, it's like super normal.
Also, they go to Hawaii also because Jack Johnson is from Hawaii, right? He was I think he's born there.
He lives there and born there.
Oh,
right?
He lives there. Okay.
He has a studio in LA and a studio in Hawaii.
Right.
And everything he earns on tour, he gives away for his All At Once charity project. So he pays out his musicians, he pays out his stuff, but he doesn't earn money from going on tour. So. Right. When he goes on tour, he just spends it in his Save the Sea project.
Save the Sea, right? Okay. He's for the ocean.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. He was a surfer back then, but I think he was almost going professional, but then he hurt his head. Then he started his music career.
Yeah, I think I saw that's one of his hobbies, right? The surfing. He's a surfer. So he was almost professional.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So do you surf too, or do you have any other hobbies besides?
A little bit. No, we have a lake here, so we surf behind the boat. But when I'm on vacation, I try to. But it's, of course, I'm still a beginner. But I love to surf.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah.
Interesting. So, what can you say? Like, is the best moment you've had so far in your career? Maybe you can describe the best and the worst, both of them.
Okay. The worst is simple, I think. There were times when I just couldn't. I think, actually, both of the times in my career. Now, I would say the best was when was the first time I went to the studio in LA, and I had a feeling that this could just mean a lot in my life. It was a moment I could look back to. When just I had the moment to that he brought me so far, that he brought me just across the ocean, and that my music brought me there.
Yeah.
So this whole studio experience was the best moment,
right.
for sure. And the worst, there were some. You know,
must have been the early days, right?
Yeah, it's just when you play a concert.
Yeah.
You just know that you're at the wrong spot. You know that people expect different music because they're in the party mood.
Yeah.
In the, I don't know, mood.
Yeah.
You can't hear it yourself because the speakers are so bad, or you don't have any monitors, and you just, you know, you play for yourself and have to struggle through the whole hour.
It's terrible. You know,
many times when I was in the wrong spot, because, you know, my music is very mellow and stuff, so it has to be at the right spot. Especially at a live concert.
Yeah.
If people are in a party mood, I'm definitely wrong there. But it takes some time to accept that.
Yeah.
So I think these were the worst moments.
Yes,
for sure.
I mean, Jack Johnson may have had similar problems as well, right? He would have had a similar experience as you are having right now, you know, in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. So, like, what would be your advice to up-and-coming musicians, or, you know, someone just starting out, or someone who's in their 20s, early 20s, like, from what you've learned so far?
Yeah, I would say just stick to it. Don't give up. And if there's a song ready, it's a small way. If there's a song ready, play to others, but play to people that can give you honest advice, but don't destroy you. So talk to people, just see that is when a song comes out, it's very personal, very delicate.
Yeah.
But you need feedback, of course. But you need the right persons to give you feedback. If it's just, okay, it's worse, we could kill you at the moment.
Yeah.
And then I would say, nowadays it's very easy to, or it's possible to make your own music, to produce your own music, but on the other hand, the marketing process, there's so much music out there, so it's of course harder. You have to, I think, just stick to it and believe in it, and then just play the rules, give it out there, and do the promotion, be creative, because people don't spend very much money on music anymore, but if it's your passion, you have to be creative. You have to be creative to get your music out there.
Right.
So I think that would be, don't give up too soon. Really, just don't give up too soon. If it's something that you don't make it for the money, make it for your passion, and then
thanks so much, because that's like, I noticed, I mean, I also played guitar some time ago in a band, and I found that it was tough to get, you know, to have the confidence to go out there and do it yourself. It was very hard in the beginning, and of course, I mean, I didn't continue, so I mean, I can imagine how other people, you know, at that time in their 20s, it must be tough to think, you know, can I do this, am I good enough, you know, that's the question you have to ask yourself.
You know, I have to struggle, like, when I put a song out and it takes some time to the next song, I still have the feeling, it comes over and over again, so are there really people listening to the music? Are there real people that are interested in it? And of course, everyone needs the feedback. And you need the feedback. For me, for example, Instagram at the moment was a good point, because I could share music with people that I didn't know before, from different countries. Like when we're sitting here right now, that's because of Instagram.
Yeah.
And I got good feedback from it, and that pushed me again. So of course you need the feedback, but at first, of course, you need to be confident for yourself enough. So you need like inner circle that gives you the right confidence to go out there. If you have like friends, then Capucci and give you, of course, they
encouragement.
First, you need like the inner circle that tells you, okay, this is good, but try this one, try this one, try this one. And if you have like, don't go out too soon. But when you go out, stick to it. And of course, the time is over when their record company is just waiting for you. The time is long gone. I mean, maybe you're lucky, but just do it yourself. Be confident, do it yourself, and stick to it.
Right, because sometimes the music industry can be a very brutal place, right?
Of course, it's hard. Yesterday I talked to like a major radio station in Austria, and again they put my song down. They said, okay, it just doesn't fit into the program. And at first I thought, you assholes. but then I thought, okay, maybe it's just the wrong song for their music, which is okay. But at first, of course, every opinion out there, they can be hard.
Yeah,
can be very hard.
It's hard to take, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because you, of course, think your song is the best in the world. And if others don't think so, you just have to think, okay, not everyone likes the same music. I mean, it's just as simple as that.
Yeah. I heard the song, the one about the wedding, Gina.
Yeah,
I mean, it's nice. I mean, I like it. So,
thanks.
it's a good song. And I also saw on your website that there's a new single out, Love Life Today. So, yeah, I tried to search for it on YouTube, but it's not available. Yeah, I think you have to download it from your website, right? Or access the song from your website.
Yeah, it comes out in June.
It comes out in June,
so,
okay.
Until now, only a radio station here where I live plays it.
Okay.
So we have a deal with the radio station; they can deal before it, and we have a deal with a restaurant here. That's what with marketing. The restaurant sells a burger.
Okay.
A hamburger, and the burger has my name on it.
Oh really? Wow.
So if you buy burger, you get a song.
Oh.
And I sell the music with the burger, and they sell the music with they sell the burgers with an extra. So we made a deal, so we have the radio station and the restaurant who has the song beforehand. And from 1st June it is on Spotify, iTunes. It will be downloadable everywhere from 1st June on.
Oh, that's really cool. That's the first time I've seen something like that. So you're on the menu basically, right? The music is on
exactly.
The menu.
you can buy a Harden burger.
Yeah, exactly. It's a burger, right? And your name is Hardenberger. That's so cool.
From Hardenberger to Hardenberger.
Exactly. Yeah. You must be the first person in the world to do that, right?
Yeah, could be.
It could very well be. You should have a record or something.
Yeah,
a Guinness World Record.
I got this idea from Starbucks because they were handing out these download cards as a free sample. I saw it with U2 albums.
What card was that?
Card
was that? That Starbucks was giving
download
out?
Card.
Download card, okay.
Download card
okay.
With a code on it.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then I googled and saw that maybe a download card is better to make than a CD. Because I, for example, don't use CDs anymore because I have, like, stream it from my mobile phone and everything.
Yeah.
maybe it's better to have download cards instead of CDs, especially with the one song. And then I thought it would be cool if we could find a coffee place or a restaurant. We could give them out, maybe, just as a sample.
Yeah.
And we yes. came up with the burger idea.
That's a very creative idea. It's very nice.
As I said, yeah, nowadays you gotta be creative to get your music out.
Yeah.
So.
How's the response so far? Are people buying the burger?
Yeah. Actually, it's the third year now. So I did it with Gina and Jonathan again.
Yeah, Gina and Jonathan.
And we sold about 1,000 burgers per year.
Wow, that's huge. That's really good.
So try to sell 1,000 CDs in 3 months. It's hard, so it's good.
Yeah, 1,000 burgers, you get the music and your tummy's full as well, right?
Exactly.
So did you get involved in the process? I mean, how the burger is flavored, and
exactly.
are you involved in that as well?
I decided.
Oh, do you? Okay. So it's your burger.
As many burgers as I want, so.
Oh, it's free. Free for you. So, what's in the burger? Is it a beef steak
exactly.
with mayonnaise and tomato? Or what are the layers like?
It's a beef steak with bacon on it and avocado.
Wow.
And tomato.
Sounds good. Any sauces on there? Any onions? Yeah. Nothing? Or is it?
I think it's the sauteed onions on it and the sauce is a secret.
Sauce, okay, fine. And there's no cheese, right? No, or is it? Does it come with cheese?
There's no cheese.
No cheese.
You can add it extra, but
okay.
The base has been.
Right. All right. So maybe next, I'd like to move on to the creative process that you have. Like, how do you? What's your method for making music? Like, or songwriting? Do you write the song first, or does the music come first? Does the tune come first, or is it a mix of everything? And there's no method.
Mostly there's a mix, so there's always first,
mm-hmm.
always, but sometimes the first line of the song comes with it. So like when I play and I have a melody in my head,
yeah.
when I have like the first line of the lyrics,
yep.
the song is almost done. That can happen everywhere, more or less. And when kids are playing around, there's the stuff, but finish the song, I have to do it privately, so I have to get back and then get into the process of finishing it. But first there's always the melody, and sometimes the first line of the text, the lyrics comes with it. Like, there's a song I did, kids were playing on the balcony, and I said, balloon, down on the balcony, flying away, and I had that for over a year, this line with the melody, and then it took me a few months to finish the song. So, but this line was, I have to record it, of course, otherwise it's gone. I have to get to my phone and record it as soon as possible,
mm-hmm.
just this line, this melody, and then I can sit back and, if I have the time, take my time and finish it.
Okay, yeah. Right. And then, like, how long? I mean, so that song was like about a year, right? A long time. But does it always? I mean, does it depend on how, like, a week or a month? Or I mean, how long does it take you to finish it, to get the entire process?
It depends. Sometimes
right.
very fast. Sometimes it can happen in a few days. But I think a year is long, of course. But a few weeks is good, just to get to let it grow somehow.
Okay.
Because if I sit back and take a few time, I can listen to it. The thing with songs is that if you listen to it on a bad speaker, and if you just have a bad recording of it and it sounds good, then you can say for sure that it will be sound good if it's recorded professionally. If it doesn't sound good on a bad speaker, then it's very hard to have it. Like to improve it, because if the song is good, it's good.
Mm.
And if the melody is good, it's just have to make it better. But if the basic isn't good and you think something isn't right with it, the recording process will be very, very hard. So we changed it over the years. We did it very wrong a few years ago, and now it's more we go into a recording process when we think the song is almost done, because it makes the recording so much easier.
Okay, so you've added all the parts to the music, and you know which goes where and how, what the progression is like, and then you go into the studio and finish it off once and for all, right? Okay, cool.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, of course, it also changes when I go to my friend who records it.
Mm-hmm.
It changes because we think, okay, maybe we should do drums, maybe we should do piano.
Mm.
And then it changes again when Robert in LA does the mixing, because he has just different
ideas.
He hears the song, he hears tracks and thinks, okay, maybe the sound of the drums should be louder, maybe the guitar should be less loud.
Mm.
So it gets a different kind of it, but that's the process, of course. We have like the song of the singer-songwriter stuff, and if we do the pre-recording, it gets a whole new level to it.
Oh, okay.
It's just the growth of the song. If the song works with guitar and vocals, there's a good chance it will work when there's production on it.
Okay. Awesome. And you also mentioned that you need some privacy, right? So you need like to be alone to finish it, or is do you prefer to be alone to get certain ideas and stuff like that?
Yeah. Now, I just the moment I play it to my wife is when the song is finished for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to finish it myself to get like secure for it, and then I put it to the next level. But I don't. At the songwriting process, it's just me by myself.
Right. Okay. Awesome. So, okay, we've been speaking for about 25 minutes. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Michael.
Thank you so much.
Just like one more question. What are your plans for the future, like this year, like for, you know, Love Life Today? So it's out in June. And then what happens next? I mean, are you going to tour? Or do you have anything?
I'm going to play a few concerts here in Austria and in Italy, which is a neighboring country, because, you know, musicians there. I'm just trying to get the song out as much as possible. So we will do a video later in the summer. And also, I just want to, you know, get people to eat the burger, to buy the song.
To
have it on the radio, just do a bit of advertising. And then after the summer, I will try to record the next one, which is already in my head, and then start the process all over again.
Okay. One thing that I forgot to mention is that, I mean, your music is very positive, and you've mentioned that in certain write-ups about the song, so that's one thing that I really liked about it. I mean, do you feel like you're doing something to... There is a lot of negativity in the world right now, right? So do you think that people like you are, like, are you doing it to increase the energy of the world, to be making more positive, and do you think that that's happening by, you know, when people listen to your songs? Is that some kind of goal you have? Mm-hmm.
And have like see the good side, then my work is done. I can only change a few, and that was always my intention with my songs, to transmit positive energy. If I can manage that, it's all good for me. Then the work is done for this one, I would say.
Okay, awesome. I mean, I've recorded this conversation, Michael, so if I have any follow-up questions, would be okay if I just send it to you on email or something like that, clarify some of the details. And I mean, if I would now, because I'll put this on the website, can I use your pictures from your website for the article?
Of course.
It's okay, right?
Of course.
Okay, right. And we can even buy the song from the website directly in June, right? Is that how it works?
I can send you one, then you can put it online if you want.
Oh, okay. So we can share it and tell people where to find you and how. I mean, I'd like to direct traffic to the page to view your page as well.
Okay. Then in June, June will be great.
Okay.
I have like download cards, mm-hmm. so I can give you like 10 codes to give away if you want.
Okay. You can just put it on the site, and if people want it, they can download it. Oh, they can take the picture of it, right? Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Michael.
Thank you.
It's been great talking to you. Okay, wish you all the best. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.